This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault. It's Take Your Dad to Work Day, and we are the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and it is going to be a phenomenal show for you today. Phoebe Trotman is a force to be reckoned with. I love this woman. She knows her stuff. You want to tell your people to get on. You want to share this, and you want to rewatch this. I'm putting it right now into the ANMP 2023 Facebook page. I'll probably put it in Sperry's Facebook page, because I'm telling you one thing right now, what she's teaching, what she wrote in her book is something that you are going to be blown away by, and you need to be a part of it. What do you think, Adrian?
I could not agree more, and I have been hearing about Phoebe forever, but it wasn't until I got to see her amazing bio that I knew just how impressive this person is. And so, Phoebe, it's an honor to have you here, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here with you guys. I love you both. Like, everything that you guys are doing is just phenomenal. So it is such an honor to be here. And thank you so much for all your kind words. I really appreciate it.
How old are your children?
My children? Well, I don't have any of my own children. The children I coach, though, are between 3 and 7 years old. And
that's
I coach
what I heard. Yeah. So yeah. Those kids, you're just helping them so much.
They're a blast. So I always joke, I say I have about 900 kids because that's what we have currently in the program. So they keep me young. They keep me going. It's a lot of fun.
Well, my wife was working out your stuff. She just came in and said, this woman is unbelievable. And, Tom, you need to acknowledge her work with the kids, because it's really far more important than your work with the adults, because that's the future not only of this country but of this world. And she comes from a family of teachers, so she was blown away. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. I learn from them as much as I get a chance to just teach them. It's a beautiful game of soccer. And really, I say there's so many life skills that we learn in sports, and it just translates over into life. So I love working with those little guys.
That's so cool. And I was fascinated by that. And so I would love to maybe start there and just to have you share a little bit of your personal background in sports and how that's led into some of the things that you get to continue doing today.
For sure. Absolutely. So I started playing soccer at 5 years old. I started off mostly because my older brother played. So I have an older brother. He's 4 years. And I was the little sister that kind of had to go to the extra sessions, you know, as my brother with my dad and my mom, they're going. So I just kind of tagged along. And in watching it and kind of being on the sideline a little bit, playing with the ball, I was like, I want to play too. And back then, I don't know if they didn't have a little girls team or my parents just like signed up, or maybe it was supposed to be co-ed, but I ended up being the only little girl on an all boys team. I also was the only little black girl on an all Caucasian team. So it was a unique experience. Everyone was great, but I definitely stood out. And I had a lot of fun from there. I mean, I loved playing. I have older cousins and they never took easy on me or my brother. So right off the bat, it was just like, let's play. And so I fell in love with the game from a very young age. I've just played, continued. I still play as well right now. And I've just been really fortunate to have a great career in a sport that I love and just have been surrounded by incredible teammates, fabulous coaches that I've been able to continue playing. You know, I played through university. I went down, played a season in Colorado, came back here and played for the professional team here at the time. And then, I just absolutely love the sport. And I think it really is, when you're dealing with sport, athletics, I mean, there's so many life skills that you pick up because you're dealing with teammates, you're dealing with people. So anytime you're dealing with people, there's a lot of lessons there that you can learn. And so I'm just grateful for all my coaches. And, you know, some coaches, you learn some things of what you want to continue on doing when you become a coach. Some coaches, you decide, you know, maybe it's going to be something a little different and take a different approach. And so there really are lessons that we can learn throughout all our experiences. And sports just one of those avenues to learn those lessons.
Wow. That is so cool. And you know, you highlighted, you know, maybe being, you know, growing up in an experience where you were different in certain ways. A lot of times the only girl on a boys team, you know, the only person of a race on an all Caucasian team and so on. And, you know, what are some of the things that you think you were able to take from those experiences, both positive and maybe some adversities that have helped you to be stronger as an athlete, as an entrepreneur, as a result of having had those experiences?
Absolutely. Well, I'm very grateful to my parents, because my parents instilled in us at a very young age just having that confidence and realizing that we are, you know, miracles, right? All children are miracles. And so having that, it definitely helped, because I grew up in, you know, I live in Vancouver, suburbs of Vancouver, Coquitlam. And so it was that, you know, there at that time, there weren't a lot of Black families, if you will, in the area. So even in school, I mean, I think that the beautiful thing, there's a lot of great people and a lot of people just accepted me for being me. There's also people who, yeah, at a very young age, I mean, I remember sharing the story with Brownies. I was involved in Brownies, and I remember the girls just, they weren't feeling me, and they were kind of a little bit mean based on my race. And I remember coming home crying and just being like, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm done. And my parents being like, no, you committed. We're going to finish this through. Who can you be friends with? Can you find someone that, you know, you connect with? And so I ended up finishing it. And I think they just, my parents had such a strong faith and just a strong faith in people and knowing that there are good people, and just to focus on those ones and be confident in yourself and who you are. Now, of course, as a child, you know, you have bullies, you have people who aren't the nicest ones. And yeah, there were some challenges over those years. I think in how I learned from that is just to be compassionate to people and just really love people, because everybody has a story. Everybody's going through things. Yes, we can choose to be happy. We can choose to focus on the good. And I smile a lot. I say this all the time. You know, I smile a lot. It doesn't mean I'm not going through things. It just means I'm choosing to focus on the good at that particular time. And I think that's just been something that I'm grateful for my parents in instilling at a young age, because they could have taken a completely different approach, and I would have grown up in a very different environment and having a very different outlook as well.
So this Friday, I'm flying to California to hang with a bunch of my friends called the Isolators. And I'm going to go to two AA meetings, one called Bread and Roses and one called the Beach Meeting. And there will be hundreds of people there celebrating the fact that I haven't had a drink for 35 years. And I've gone to two AA meetings a day for all that time. And the reason people go, how on earth do you do that? Why do you do that? And I need to go, not because I'm thinking about drinking. I need to straighten out my mind, because my mind is my worst enemy. And if I start thinking about anything going on that isn't positive, I'm headed the wrong direction. So my philosophy is exactly the same as yours. And I'm very, very proud of you, and thank you.
So thank you. Thank you. You are such an ambassador, and you just lead from the heart with everything that you do. And I just admire and appreciate you. It was so great seeing you last month, or I guess it was earlier this month. Time's been flying by. So I love what you share, and you truly inspire people. You inspire people.
That's awesome. And so, Phoebe, I'd love to hear your story of how, you know, you're on this trajectory, you know, headed for playing soccer professionally, you know, on this major fast track from an athletics perspective, and somewhere along the way you encountered the network marketing profession. And so how did that happen for you?
I did. You know what? Well, I actually grew up around network marketing. My mom had a home-based business as a child, and so she stayed home with my brother and I. So I just had this like goal that one day I'm going to have something at home. I didn't know what it was going to look like. I just knew that I wanted to be home having children, or whether I did or not, or just be able to have time freedom, if you will. And so I had been introduced to a lot of different companies over the years. I was definitely the friend that didn't matter who was having a party, just call Phoebe, she'll show up, she'll buy something. Just because I wanted to support people. And I loved the idea, but I just hadn't found something that I really was ready to represent, if you will. And then I was actually, while I was playing soccer, I was working as well. And a friend of mine, I'd started a soccer coaching company with one of my teammates. And so it was our own company. We'd go around the province teaching kids how to play soccer. And a friend of mine had sent me the product. And when I got it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's kind of cool. And I, you know, I called to say thank you. I was curious a little bit about it. And he shared it with me, and he was like, yeah, you can use it for your coaching company. And at the time, like the product's greeting cards, at the time I wasn't a big card person. Like I literally was the person who would wrap a present. I'd write happy birthday on the paper, because I live in Canada too. So you're paying like $7.99. This is like 17 years ago. You're paying a lot for a card. So I was like wrapping the paper and writing on it. And he shared with me, though, I could use it as a tool. And then he also mentioned the income opportunity. And I had been investing real estate for passive income. I had understood the concept of passive income and residual income. And then when he shared that there was the income opportunity as well as the product, how I could use it in my coaching business, then I got started. I signed up. I wasn't really planning on building a big business. I just knew I could refer a few people because I knew it was a brilliant system that people could benefit from. And then I'm so grateful I did, because not long after that, so I was working full time at this computer company and I was really uninspired at my job. So that's why I started, you know, coaching company and learning about real estate investing. And I do it in the pockets of my day. So literally, like, I'd go to my boss's office, he'd give me a task, I'd go to my office, I'd finish it, and then I'd go back and tell him. And while I'm waiting for him to tell me what to do next, I'd be working on kind of my side projects. And my boss one day came in my office and he said, okay, I got to tell you something. Like, the company's going bankrupt, everyone's going to be laid off, and basically that's it. And it was like a roller coaster of emotions. You know, once I had a moment to kind of process it, on the one hand, I was kind of excited because I didn't have to go back to work. But on the other hand, it was kind of one of those, like, what next, right? And I heard this quote a long time ago, like, sometimes when you won't make a move, God makes that move for you. And I truly believe that was like, that was a catalyst, because then I had that moment to pause and kind of look forward in my life and be like, okay, what do I want my life to look like? Like, what do I want? And when I sat there and I kind of looked forward into the future, I knew I wanted to have something that I love to travel. So I knew I wanted something that I could do from anywhere. I knew I wanted to be around people and help people. I thought about, you know, okay, I have coaching. I could do that full time. Yeah, it was something else with just this product, this system, and then the idea of creating a business that I could build anywhere that I got excited about. And so I started building the business from there and made a lot of learning, growing, and we can call them mistakes if you want. In the beginning, just kind of learning, but I'm so grateful for this profession because you have mentors, you have people you can plug into and you can learn from. And so that's what I started doing. I really just started plugging in and showing up at events and learning and applying and then showing up and learning and applying. And here we are 17 years later, and it's been an incredible journey.
Yeah, that is so cool. And I just love this, how organic that is, right? Of, you know, I encountered something that I valued for myself. Someone showed it to me. I initially maybe just signed up because I thought, oh, I could probably, you know, refer a few people here and there. And, you know, it sort of got a hold of you. And, you know, some of your circumstances maybe changed at the same time. And that is incredibly powerful. And I, you know, I think everyone has a different story, right? Some people jump in and it's like, it's all about the business opportunity at the beginning. Others, it's maybe a little bit more of that sort of slow trickle. And so I think there's something to learn from each one of those. We're going to take our first break here in just a second. We are talking to Phoebe Trotman. You want to go check her out on the break. Her website is neverquitonabadday.com. I'll put that up on the screen as well. This is an awesome conversation already, and we will pick it back up on the other side of the break. Right after this, you're listening to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. Thank you, Tom Sheffield, for being our incredible producer of this show. You keep us alive. So does Ted Anderson from Genesis Communication Network with all of his AM radio stations around the world. It's working, and people are hearing about good things instead of all the garbage going on out there. And it's people like Phoebe Trotman and her book that is going to change your life if you just let it. So go to neverquitonabadday.com, buy this book, read it, and then give it away and buy another one for yourself. And just let that snotty book that you read in the bathtub and everything else, put that, you know, make yourself, make them sign it that they read it. I've got a book called Sermon on the Mount that I said, it's been around the world 3 times. And it's finally come back to me with everybody's just crazy comments throughout it. And I just know now that that works. So just make a chain letter out of her book, and you're going to change some lives. Agreed?
Totally, totally agree. And Phoebe, you said something before the break that really stuck with me, and I'm curious if it's something that has kind of resonated or continued to echo in your life. You were talking about when you were laid off from a job early on, a job that you didn't really like, but you were sort of complacent and trying to figure it out. And you said that sometimes when you don't make a, when you're not willing to make a move, that God makes a move for you. And I really identified with that. I was in a corporate job that was really comfortable on one hand, and was paying me a lot of money, and there was a lot of things going on, but there were also some big signs in retrospect that I needed to do something different. But I wasn't willing to make that change. And then God finally went, okay, well then how about that? And that knocked some sense into me, and life has been far richer and better as a result of that. But I'm curious, is that something that has continued to show up in your life, or that you've seen show up in the lives of people that you have coached over the years?
I have, and it's interesting how it happens. And at the time, sometimes, you know, when I was laid off, there were a lot of different directions that I could go in terms of, did I go back to school and get a master's? Did I focus on coaching? And so I do think sometimes you just have to have that moment to pause. And a lot of times we don't, in our everyday life, we're so go, 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 that a lot of times we don't have that time to pause. And so that's why I say, I think in that way, God made that move. And same thing for you. Like when you got hit at the end of the day, then we have to pause. We get hit hard. You know, hopefully we're able to make those moves when we have those little nudges from God. Sometimes it takes a bigger one. But I have seen that over the years, and it's being open to it. And I realize that even with the book really just came out of kind of a nudge from God, a nudge from friends, God putting friends in my life that gave me the nudge, if you will. And so I've noticed that with lots of opportunities and things that have happened over the years, it really comes down to being open and trusting, and that we do still have to take that first step. We really have to take that first step and to move forward, and then continue to move forward after that. Because I seeing, you know, the book now and just being like, wow, this came to be. It really was a God moment in terms of having this book and seeing it, how it all came together too.
That is so cool. And so I want to hear all about the book, but we don't have a ton of time before this next break. But talk about how you saw those fingerprints on the beginnings of that project, or the decision to embark on that project. Yeah. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the book itself on the other side of the break.
Sure. So yeah, the book came to be because I have had on my heart for, you know, many years to create something. And as I said, I've been inspired by so many people, Tom, you being a big person and influence in my life as well. And so I've been influenced by so many people that I wanted to create something to help other people. I wanted to create something to highlight some of the people who have been a huge influence in my life and then give that to other people as well. And so that was always on my heart. And then how it ended up being a book project, I guess we can chat about a little bit after the break.
That is so, so cool. And so in the meantime, this is a really important message, because here's the thing. If you have been an entrepreneur for a little bit of time or for a lot of bit of time, you know that this world comes with more than its fair share of tribulation and sleepless nights and hard stuff and days where you really want to quit. And what Phoebe has taught us and is teaching so many others is that you really, when it's at its worst, you got to find a way to take another step and get persevere through it. And of course, there's times when it's time to walk away from something, but you have got to find a way to move past that tough stuff and to stay with it, because there's greatness on the other side of it. So there's a whole story behind that, and what Phoebe is putting together in this book and forthcoming series of books designed around that idea is incredibly powerful, and it's needed for inspiring the next generations of entrepreneurs in network marketing and beyond it. So we're talking to Phoebe Trotman, world-class athlete, world-class trainer, world-class network marketer. Her new book is called Never Quit on a Bad Day. You can go and learn more about it and get your hands on a copy of it at neverquitonabadday.com. We are talking to her on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and my dear old dad, Tom Chenault. And we're going to take a quick break, so stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
US USA News update. The clock is ticking on a government shutdown. The impact potentially enormous, with 1.3 million active duty troops and Border Patrol agents potentially working without pay. Close to 7 million women and children will be cut from the WIC food assistance program. There could also be disruptions at the airport if TSA officers walk off the job.
Laura Winters are reporting members of both parties are remembering California Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Feinstein passed away yesterday at the age of 90. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And what a show. And Adrian is so engrossed in it. I just can't believe my eyes. And it's really, really cute to see the twinkle in his eyes. And he was talking about quitting and how sometimes, you know, so much goes wrong. Your comp plan, somebody, one of your leaders goes. The easiest way for me to remember not to quit is to remember that those people didn't join my company. They did not join my movement. They joined me. And my responsibility to them is bigger than any problem I could have. I got you in this mess. I'm going to get you out. And quitting is not an option. And if you can live with that in your business, you're never going to have a problem. It's when you just cave at the earliest opportunity that just creates all kinds of problems. You quit your company. You quit this or that, but you really quit on yourself and you quit on your people, don't do it, is my advice to you from a 17-year-old dinosaur, 72-year-old dinosaur. Back to you, Mr. Talk Show Host.
I love it. I love it. So, BB, tell us more about this book and how it came to be and what's kind of coming on the horizon for you.
Sure, absolutely. So the book, it's interesting because I keep saying, like, if looking back last year, if someone had said, you know, Phoebe, you're going to have a book, you're going to be legacy leadership with Adrian and Tom, I just would have been like, yeah, sure, maybe. Because writing a book, it wasn't necessarily, I wanted to create something. I just didn't know what that would look like. And I was visiting two friends and they're the ones who suggested that I write a book. And I kind of paused and chuckled at the idea at first because I had heard, you know, some other people suggest over the years. And I just said to them, you know, I don't know if that's what I really want to do. And so they had earlier that the day when we were hanging out, I had shared with them why I was so fired up with my amazing team of people to reach the top rank in my network marketing company. And a big part of it was because I just wanted to show people that they could do it. You could live in another country. You could be a female. You could be single. You can feel like a minority. You can all these things and you can still do it too. And so I got to give a shout out to my team because you guys are awesome. I was able to hit that, and I shared that with my friends why, and they kind of flipped it on me. And they said, well, the same reason you work so hard to get to the top of the company is the same reason that you should write this book, because it will help people, it will inspire people. When they, you know, and that's why I say it's so key. Surround yourself with great people because they will push you forward. And so thanks to them, I decided, I was like, okay, well, if I write a book, it has to do two things. Number one, it has to help people. It has to help and inspire people. And the second thing, I have to be real passionate about what I'm writing about. And I still wasn't really sure what it was going to be. And then that night I was reflecting and kind of writing a little bit. And the month before, I had an incredible honor of being inducted into the Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame. And in that, we had an interview. And the interviewer asked me, what has sport given me? And I shared, you know, sport's given me so many incredible life lessons. I said, there's been incredible highs in terms of national championships and player of the year awards and different things like that. I said, but the only reason I've been able to enjoy those incredible moments is because of all the tough stuff, not making a team, sitting on the bench when I want to play, only getting 5 minutes in a game when I want to play all 90, you know, all that stuff and working through and continuing to show up. And I did share at that interview, I said, we need to share more of that stuff so people know, you know, there's a lot of behind the scenes that go into what you see in that case on the field. There's a lot of, you know, early morning training and late night. And so that night, it kind of all came together, and I was like, you know what, that's what I want to talk about. I want to highlight the story behind the story, what really goes on, because we see, you know, on social media, the VIP lifestyles, but what did someone do to really get there? What is some of the stuff they did? And so I got really excited about the theme, and then in terms of the name, Never Quit on a Bad Day, I'd heard that saying, like, many, many years ago. And I do this thing with God. I call it my open the door, close the door. And so I go, okay, God, open the door. If neverquitonabadday.com, if that URL is available, then I know you're saying move forward. This is the name of the book. Yes, you're on the right direction. Or secretly hoping it might be a closed door. I said, or close the door and the domain won't be available. And then the next day I came home, I put it in. I was completely shocked that it was available, but that's, again, how God moves. And so then I was like, okay, I guess I'm writing a book. And then I got more excited about it in terms of, at first I was going to kind of combine like stories of athletes and then online and network marketers in one. And then I kind of was like, you know what, as I started writing names of people who have influenced me, I'm like, there's a lot of books here. And so then I kind of went in a bunch of different directions and I reached out to one of my dear friends and a mentor, and I shared the idea with her of what I was going to create. And she was like, absolutely, yes. And so then I just started moving, and this was last November, and then I just went to work and started reaching out to some people and asked them to participate, and people were excited about sharing, and I'm just grateful to my contributors for getting on board and sharing their stories, because without their stories of resilience, the book wouldn't be what it is.
Wow, that is so cool, and you can jump in anytime you want, but I love this open door, closed door, and it's funny, as soon as you said that was your website, I was like, she must have had that for years because that's such a good website. And so what a cool story that I would not have ever guessed that you could have gotten that URL in the last 12 months. Like, that's amazing.
Neither did I. I was actually ready for, you know, I was prepared. I knew I wanted that name because it just speaks to everything, right? It really does all areas of our life. And at the same time, I was like, yeah, right, because I heard this so long ago. I'm like, someone has a domain, and everything was available. It was like, okay, God, I get it. You know, again, as we talked about those big nudges, that was one of those big ones in that direction.
Wow. Well, we love your intuition, And I'm glad that God said yes every inch of the way, because if you'd have quit on it because of a sign from the heavens, I would have been very, very upset. So your faith is inspiring to both Paco and I. He's got the same kind of faith, and that's very exciting.
And for those of you who are wondering who Paco is, that was my childhood nickname, which I don't know where it came from, and I haven't heard it in years. So Paco it is today.
It's a term of endearment.
He's feeling it today. He's feeling it.
That is amazing. So talk about some of, you know, you got to highlight some amazing people and their stories in part of this process. I'd love just to hear a little bit of some of the things that showed up and maybe how this book kind of shaped you and shaped itself in ways that you didn't expect as you have gone through putting this together.
Yeah, so I mean, there's been lots of curves, if you will, in terms of hitting this destination of having the book out. And, you know, I'm just so grateful because it came together so well. Because one of the things I decided for this first book to focus on thriving entrepreneurs, so online entrepreneurs, network marketers, affiliate marketers, and I chose people who have had an impact on me and reached out to them. And some of them we did a Zoom interview, some I provided questions, and because it was the same type of questions, I really didn't know what stories would come out of it. And there was this thought, like, okay, well, you know, if I'm getting nudged in this direction, God, okay, the stories will make sense, and the stories in the sense that there'd be a lot of variety with it. Again, I chose people who have different backgrounds, different experiences, because I really wanted the reader to connect with one of the stories. And even if the story isn't the same for you in terms of your life, there's still a message that applies to every single person. And so that I was really excited about, because, you know, you have a story that focuses on just perspective and how much that can play a role in your life, and a story about gratitude and how important gratitude is in your life. And so the stories are just really powerful. A story about dreaming big, a story about belief and the language that we say to ourselves. And so it really came together in the sense that the stories are so different. And at the end of every story, there's a section called Reflections and Resilience. And that's really for the reader to take some time and reflect on their own life and their own journey, because I believe we're all resilient people. Sometimes we just don't remember. We don't realize how resilient we really are. And so with the Reflections on Resilience section, it gives that reader a chance to kind of pause, take a moment, reflect on their own life to really uncover and remember how resilient they really are. So it's been fun. I mean, I added in a little section. There's a QR code at the end of every chapter with a video from the contributor. So they're sharing a message, so you get a chance to actually see those people. If you don't know them already, you get a chance to hear from them. And again, I just left it open to the contributor. I said, what's on your heart? What do you want to share that will encourage this reader? And so again, everyone can pull something out of the book. And it's been really exciting hearing the feedback from the people who have it so far, who have read it, and just how they've been moved by it. And so that was my ultimate goal, really. As I said in the beginning, I had to help people, and it really has. And so there has been bumps again, as you know, like, it's funny, a couple of days before the book actually went out, I got hit with, like, I just was not expecting it at that time. And so it was rough. It was a very rough day, 2 days before the book was to be published. And I reached out to a couple of close friends. Again, surround yourself with great people. And they just spun it on me away, which, it's funny. At the time, I was like crying and upset because I wasn't expecting what was happening. But they're like, well, the title of your book is Never Quit on a Bad Day. And I was like, yeah, good point. Okay, back to work, you know, and you just kind of have to keep going. And so I should have known, given the name of the book, that there would be a lot of bumps along the road, and just to keep going and focus on the end result.
The book reminds me a lot of The 1 Minute Millionaire by Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield. And one of the great story about that story about that little girl that just kept getting hit by hand grenades throughout the book. But what was cool about it was I was talking to Mark Victor Hansen, and he and Jack Canfield wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. And it was the greatest book. Everybody that saw it read it. So they walked into the big time publisher and they said, it's going to cost you $250,000 to write this book, to publish it. And they went, holy mackerel, we've got $2.50. And then the guy said to them, whoever wrote a book with just stories from complete strangers in the back? And Mark Victor Hansen looked him straight in the eye and he said, have you ever heard of the Bible? And that kind of is the deal. So just know that you aren't the only one that goes through it. They don't tell that story very often, but that came from Mark Victor Hansen's mouth to my ears. So I know it's true. So you stay with it, young lady.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I will. Because I just focus on, you know, anytime I speak, anytime I do anything. It's really, how can I help one person? And if one person gets value out of it, then it's all worth it. So I'm excited because I know there have been more than just one, like, people that are getting value from the book, and that is just the ultimate goal.
Sure. That's so cool. And we need these stories to connect to boost us along our journey, because there, you know, we're all going to have days like that. And, you know, one of the things I somebody said to me years ago, you know, especially as social media took hold, and there's so many things where you look at, you know, a Phoebe, you look at a Jenny Potter, you look at these people who you really look up to, and it looks like they have it all together, or Mark Victor Hansen. And wherever they are on the track, right, you're number one, they're on day 3,000 and you're on day one. You're comparing that. But a friend said to me, you know, stop comparing your insides to other people's outsides.
There you go.
And there's so much of that, right? And there's just such a need. We do that naturally without even realizing. We do it unconsciously. And it's when these people who we admire and look up to are vulnerable enough and real enough to open up and to share what they went through on their journey that gives us the courage to be able to take that next step, to make it through that next bad day and move on to the next thing. And so I just love what you're doing here. So we're going to take another break here in a second. Make sure on the break, go check out neverquitonabadday.com. You need to have this book. You need to plug into what Phoebe is doing. And this has just been an awesome conversation already. And so we're going to take one more break. We'll be back with the final segment on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, Phoebe Trotman on the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Show. Who's our guest next week?
I will tell you in just a second.
All right. This is so fun. If you are a stick who is leading with your heart or you want to be a stick, we've got room on this show because we're just absolutely committed to making the world a better place. If you've got a story of triumph, we want to hear it. We want to be in your life. And that's all I got. Take it away.
You are just quite the long-winded radio host.
Well, I know you love her.
I do. I absolutely do. So, Phoebe, as you continue rolling this thing out, how can people plug? You got to get your hands on a book, but how can people continue to plug into what you're doing and into this movement that clearly has roots deeper than just your story? It's really tapping into something bigger and deeper than that.
Yeah, Adrian, I mean, that's the ultimate goal with it. There is one thing on my heart that I do want to just quickly share because it was a huge release. We talked about comparison, and there's a quote. I'm not sure who said it, but comparison is the thief of all joy. And I remember hearing that, and there was just this release. So anytime I start to feel that, where you start to look and compare, that pops up in my mind. So I just felt that on my heart to share that with someone else who might be feeling like that, because it is natural, it does happen. But just remember, comparison is the thief of all joy. And can you flip that and just be grateful for where you are and how you've moved forward in your life? It's so important because we are all moving forward. We all are progressing, and you want to be the best you every single day. Okay, so I wanted to just share that. In terms of Never Quit on a Bad Day, yeah, if you go to the website, Never Quit on a Bad Day, you'll see there's an opportunity. You can get a free chapter of the book. So I just recommend, encourage everyone, go to the website, get that free chapter of the book. I purposely chose that chapter as the giveaway because it's such a powerful chapter about belief and the language that we use in our own everyday lives and how that can empower us to move forward, or it can be limiting us. And so I wanted that chapter. It's a chapter by Jimmy Dick, and he's just an incredible mentor and dear friend of mine. And so that chapter is just so powerful. And the QR code is to a video, and he shares this story that I remember hearing the story. Oh, gosh, it's probably 12 years ago. And it is a powerful story about belief. And I just want everyone to have that chance to experience Jimmy Dick. So check that out. On the website, you can learn more about Never Quit on a Bad Day in terms of the movement and what we're creating. I've already working on the next book in the series as well, too. So super excited to get that going. There's also a workbook in the Never Quit on a Bad Day, the Thriving Entrepreneurs. In those little videos, we share different exercises. And I want to make sure people understand the QR code to the video isn't just the person. They're not reading their story. It's actually just a message from the heart, a short little video of encouragement, if you will. And in my video encouragement, I share an exercise that was really transformational and for me and how I've just added to it over the years in terms of dreaming bigger dreams and having something. Because when you have that clarity of what you're looking to create, even when you have bumps in the road, it helps you to stay focused. When you can see where you're going, you have that vision for your future. And I feel like a lot of people have stopped having those dreams. And so I created a workbook that Never Quit on a Bad Day. It's a guided workbook for creating good days. And in this workbook, it's all about the reader. It's all about dreaming big dreams. There's a warm-up and four different activities. And so it's a chance for people to tap into those dreams. And because one thing that was very apparent in these stories in the book is all these leaders, they knew where they were going. They knew that even though they were going through a rough patch at that moment, that season, that day, that better things were ahead. And when you have that focus and clarity, it does help us. I call it like my lighthouse, in terms of it gives me something to focus on when I'm going through the rough seas, the dark days. It gives me something to focus on too.
So we're going over to Rob Sperry's Mastermind next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So next week's guest will be somebody that we just arm wrestle to come on the show live. So that's going to be fun for you guys next week. I hope all of you are going to that. That's going to be an epic, epic deal. And I've got a text message here from somebody that said, how long did it take you to write it? Did you write it on paper or on a computer? Did you use an outline to write the body? And who coached you? So those four questions are actually interesting questions that I think people want to know.
Okay, so those are four questions. Okay, let's start at number one. That's a lot of info there, Tom. Baby steps, baby steps. Okay, how long did it take me to write the book? So I had the idea end of November, December. I started kind of mapping out people who have impacted me and people I wanted to reach out to. And then I officially started it in January. And then the book was actually finished first week in June. However, I wanted to release it on my parents' anniversary. My dad passed away 12 years ago. And so I wanted to honor my mom and dad and everything they did. So I released it in July. So roughly about 6 months. Again, my contributors, thank you. They were all on top of it, getting their information in. And then for the chat, putting it together. And then also I wrote the reflections on resilience and putting it all together. So about 6 months, if you will, from start to finish.
Wow.
Question
paper
two.
Or on a computer?
Paper or a computer? Bit of both. Bit of both.
Yeah. Dictated or written?
Pardon me?
Dictated or written?
Dictated or written. For the contributor stories?
No, for yours. Did you dictate it or did you type it?
Oh, I was typing. Sorry.
Right, yeah. Don't shoot the messenger.
I was curious. Well, I just want to make sure.
So beautiful. Yeah. We love you. You are such a good sport. And when I hijack you, you laugh even more. It's adorable. It's endearing. You're welcome back anytime. All of you should buy her book and read it and live it and send it to somebody.
NeverQuitOnABadDay.com. Make sure you go and do that. Phoebe, thank you so much. If you ever needed more of a reason to watch us live on Facebook every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, you want to go to the Contact Mapping Facebook page right now and watch the replay so you can see this woman's million-watt smile, because she lights up a whole room. So, Phoebe, thank you so much for being with us today. You are awesome.
Who sponsored the show?
And the show is sponsored by the amazing Now site. Check out contactmapping.com/now to learn more. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.